I also want to comment on improper payments and error. I think it has become, and it didn't take long, and it's very intuitive as to why, one of the primary indicators for the health of federal financial management in the government today.
Danny Werfel, Comptroller of the Office of Management and Budget and Director of the Office of Federal Financial Management, speaking to the Association of Government Accountants on the second day of their Internal Control and Fraud Conference. Werfel told the gathering of federal, state, and local financial managers that even though he understands the importance of audits as a tool of financial management in government, he's now also mindful of the shifting public perception of government spending. And he suggests the issue of improper payments means more to citizens than the holy grail of the clean audit opinion.
At the end of the day, it's difficult for individuals to basically get their mind around what a clean opinion means in terms of the bottom line. How concerned should they be about it, whether the Defense Department gets a clean opinion or not, or the fact that, you know, HUD and GSA get one, but NASA doesn't. What does that mean to them versus the notion that Tom Smith received a $10,000 check that he was not entitled to, and that's taxpayer dollars. And that's meaningful. And this has played out consistently over the course of my career. There have been moments in time where we've had sometimes it happens in the same day, so it can really be a stark contrast, where the news will come out of an agency suffering a critical setback in their audit, and I will hear no news about it. But on that same day, if we've had situations where there was mistakes made, where a $60,000 payment went out that shouldn't have, or an excessive use of funds was used for a party or something that was inappropriate use of taxpayer dollars, even if it's a relatively small amount of thousands of dollars versus the millions or billions of dollars that are impacted by the audit, that generates the interest, that generates the phone call. It has important symbolic and signal value.
Werfel used his AGA talk to offer some of the most current thinking on the topic of fraud and improper payments to come from OMB since Congress passed and the President signed a new improper payments bill within the last several months. He says his office is mulling over guidance on the issue of single audits and was asked when it might be forthcoming.
That's a very good question. I think we're still in R&D mode. So I think we're, you know, and when we issue things, we like to provide some, you know, a delay effective date to give people time to prepare. I would imagine that by the turn of the calendar year, you know, I think we'll start to be issuing some drafts of potential reforms. I think we want to do this collectively with the community, not in the back office. But I don't think it's anything that happens overnight.
Werfel used his chat to talk about the genesis of the new improper payments law and how it combines the best of the old Improper Payments Act of 2002 and the Recovery Audit Act. He says the new law reflects some lessons learned, the first being the need for partnerships between the federal, state, and local auditing communities, and how understanding the implications of some financial report decision-making is vital. Werfel also says it's important that financial officials understand the need to make adjustments when rules for good financial accountability and fraud avoidance become an unfair hurdle to citizens.
One of the things we learned is, as we, it's in particular in 2004, 5, 6, in that time frame, as we went after error and improper payments with our accountants and auditors' hats on, the program offices, I think, got a sense that there was some impact that was having on the rest of the program that was not always beneficial. If you're so targeted on error reduction and you're relentlessly pursuing it, which is what we want, but you also have to think about whether the actions that you're taking are having other impacts on the program. So these programs, these very important social benefit programs such as Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps, are clearly serving a critically important societal purpose. And to the extent we start building in controls that are necessary and critical that move people into a place where it's harder to get the benefit and they're actually entitled to the benefit, Well, that has concerns, too, important concerns.
Finally, Werfel told his AGA audience that he's very excited about the possibilities surrounding a new fraud detection tool developed by the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, the folks that brought the economic stimulus program to your neighborhood.
But what the tool basically does is it gathers enormous amounts of information that are open source, that are publicly available on Google and other LexisNexis, other data sources from all kinds of places, gathers it in real time, but more importantly, layers an analytical algorithm over the data in a way that allows the board to see red flags for fraud and error that might not have been seen or that were not seen before. So the basic run on this is, in today's world, I know 6 or 7 facts about this entity and whether it's eligible. I have their DUNS number. I have whether they're a tax delinquent. I have all this information. With this new tool, I turn the entity on its axis a little bit with more information, and I get a much more multidimensional view. I could see if this entity was incorporated under another name previously and has now come back, and under that other name was debarred or had a separate issue, a fraud or error.
Werfel says as the Recovery Board fraud tool is further developed and refined, OMB will work with state and local audit and community members about the possibility of sharing the new fraud tool. At the Reagan International Trade Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.